views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
Morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. This is Meg with Pep Talk. If you want to give us a call or text us at 850-437-1620. This morning, I'm super excited to have our friend from Sonny's Barbecue here this morning. Elton, how are you doing this morning? I'm good. I can't wait to hear all about what Sonny's got in store this weekend. But I got to ask you right away, I saw on Channel 3 last night that you did something phenomenal for the community. Right? So you've been feeding them all week.
Yeah, so in store we've been doing that. So we do that every year for the whole Sonny's network does that across the board. So lots of what we call random acts of barbecue going on everywhere. And it's been a great week. And then last night, a friend of mine reached out and said, hey, I want to treat them to some barbecue. And so jumped on the food truck, loaded it up, and went down and fed Fire Station 1. They helped her with something, and Sonny's, I'll say, doubled it up for them.
I love so, that. And that's one of the things that's so great about Sonny is you do so much in the community.
Yeah. And, you know, we want to celebrate the people who deserve to be celebrated. And so Sonny's has a whole program called Random Acts of Barbecue. And, you know, we celebrate teachers, during Teachers Weeks, nurses, first responders. We actually have one coming up for Veterans Day.
I
believe it's Monday, November 11th.
November 11th, yes.
Yeah, and so we will be, so veterans can go ahead and go to sonnysbbq.com. I believe they already have that live. They can go on our website. They can register, so they'll get a free big deal. So if you want to, if you're a veteran or active duty, both, so go on sonnysbbq.com. You can register for a free big deal. So that's going to be a pork sandwich, your side, and then also a drink. And we'd love to treat all of our veterans to a nice meal on Veterans Day. So
that's fantastic. Yeah, that sounds really great.
Yeah. So it's great to work for a company who wants to celebrate the community. So, and then I often say I have the best job in the whole company.
Sounds like it.
And not to mention that I get to wear a cowboy hat and this friend shirt and all the fun things.
Yeah, y'all can't see Elton this morning, but he is in a bright red fringed cowboy shirt and his cowboy hat.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I even have my red velvet shoes on. So.
And it's not even Halloween.
And that's what I was told that. I was told that my typical work uniform does not count as a Halloween costume.
Ah.
And I was supposed to dress up as something else. This is my life and this is how I live. So. But we have a good time spreading the spirit of barbecue, is like we like to say, being out in the community, helping to celebrate the people who are doing good for our community. So we've been in the Pensacola community for 40 years.
I did not know that.
Here
That's
in the local
a long
area.
Time.
My boss, Scott, has worked for Sonny's for 30.
Wow.
Graduated Washington High School and started when Sonny's was across the street on 9th Avenue. So as a dishwasher, and he's grown it, and now he's the big boss. So. Just got off a call with him, so we iron out, and I'll talk about this real quick.
Sure.
Because this is a big deal. Say it's a big deal. We use big deals
all the
time. I was
just going to say,
it's not
a
big
deal,
but it is
a big
deal. It's something that we need to talk about. We are corporate-wide, we are launching our Bonus Bucks program. So this is going to start on November 7th.
That's next week. Can you believe that?
With the holidays coming up, everybody buying gift cards, this is a great opportunity to get a little bit extra out of your dollar. So what we do, you buy a $25 gift card to Sonny's Barbecue. Got some commercials running over on news radio. It's a commercial running. You can hear me talking about don't put sweet and smoky ribs in your stockings because they make a mess.
That's not good. Not a good look.
Not a good look. It's just a horrible, horrible mess. Keeping them to temperature is really tough. The jolly
right.
fat man cannot work the timing out. It's a little
right.
bit difficult for him, as if it's not already hard enough for Santa to do all the things he has to do. But gift cards are great for stockings for your favorite barbecue lover. And then starting November 7th, you'll be able to get the gift cards, but then you also get an additional $5 bonus bucks for every $25 gift certificate.
Really?
Purchase. Yeah.
That's really generous.
And those are able to be used at the beginning of the year. So, you know, you're going to get, and listen, I won't tell that you got the bonus bucks. So you can give the $25 gift certificate. And maybe keep the $5 a little treat for yourself. You know, somebody may know, but they may not know. So,
well, that's the best part of being about an elf. You don't tell Santa everything.
He doesn't have to know. You
correct.
Slide it in your own pocket. And, you know. So.
So if I wanted to get a gift card, what do I do? Do I get that online or do I go to one of your locations? Where are some of your locations?
Yep, just go to one of the locations. You can call. We can have it ready for you to pick up if you need to purchase in bulk. If you're a local business and you want to treat your employees, say you have 100 employees and you, hey, I want to treat them all. Then you can use those gift cards for a catering for a barbecue for your employees. You know, so there's a number of ways to kind of stretch that dollar, if you will, to have some great meals with your employees and or treat your employees or family or church or organization or whatever it might be to have a good barbecue meal. And I'm sure they'll appreciate it for sure.
You're listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. I'm here this morning, and we're talking Sonny's Barbecue.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
If you have some questions or would like to text in, 850-437-1620. Tell us where the locations are. If I'm a veteran and I want to come on the 11th or if I want to get a gift card, where are your locations?
Yeah, so we have four locations here in our Pensacola market. I consider Pace as part of Pensacola. We're all one big community around here. So we'll start there. Our Pace location in front of the Lowe's there on Highway 90. Just west of Avalon Boulevard. Then we have our 9th Avenue location, which is just south of Creighton Road behind the AutoZone there by the airport. Our Shelley Road location, which is right off of Pine Forest Road, just south of I-10. And then our Navy Boulevard location, which is at the end of Highway 98 on Navy Boulevard there close to the NAS entrance. So,
and typically, what are the days and hours that you're open? Are you open on Saturday
and
Sunday?
We're open 7 days a week. Absolutely. Open 7 days a week. So, you know, we don't want to leave anybody wanting, right?
Right.
So, slow smoke barbecue every day. All of our meats get loaded into the smoker overnight, the pork butts, the briskets. They get at least a good 12 hours of oak smoke rolled on them all night long. With the seasoning, and so they're nice and
ooh, I'm getting delicious. Hungry.
Yeah.
What time is
that's
it?
That's the whole point, Meg. That's the whole point.
I'm getting hungry.
To make you want to be hungry to come eat Sonny's Barbecue. You know, so they get, you know, smoked all night long, and then they're ready for us to serve starting at 11.
Okay.
And so we are 11 a.m. every day, and then 9:30 p.m. is our close from Sunday to Thursday, and then Friday night and Saturday night we're open until 10 p.m. because, you know, people are out a little bit later on those nights generally, and so we stay open a little bit.
Of course,
longer.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So.
So now the holidays are coming up, and I'm thinking on the same line that you were talking about, you do have some catering services as well.
Absolutely. So we have a number of different ways that we cater. So depending on what your needs are, we can accommodate you however you need to be served. So a lot of people, you know, some people are a little budget conscious and want to try to get the best bang for their buck. So we can set it up so you can come pick up and cater. That's our best pricing. Would love to help you with any pricing, or you can contact any of the stores. We can get you a quote on anything you need. So we can do pickup catering. We can do delivery. You know,
oh,
so
that's there, very good, especially for a Christmas party.
For Christmas parties, you're wanting to do the you know, the office lunch, or the, you know, you got a banquet room or something somewhere set up, and you just need the food, and you have the location. We can bring it to you. And then we also do full setup and serve service. So typically we do that a lot for weddings, big corporate events, but everything from start to finish, setting it up, clean up, serving, the whole nine, we'll serve you a nice, a good old-fashioned barbecue, if you will. And, you know, we can go to your location. We also do have banquet rooms, so we can do you know, meetings and events inside of our banquet
rooms. Oh, that's great. I didn't realize you had that.
Yeah, we do. So our 9th Avenue location can host up to 40 people at that, you know, venue. They're on we call it the back porch. It's inside, so you're not sitting outside, but the back porch, it can host up to 40 people. We kind of typically do it buffet style, so we set a menu, and it makes it easier to get everybody served and fed in a timely manner. That's the proper way to say it. And then our Navy Boulevard location, we have room to host 75 folks.
Wow, over okay.
There. So that's quite a good size, a substantially bigger, good size room. I'll get it out eventually.
I'm with you.
That'll work. And so, but all your the times are booking up, so we do have some availability still for booking those banquet rooms. So the best thing to do is contact those locations directly, or you can reach out to me personally. I give my cell phone every time. It's 850-418-3331. If you text me at 2 a.m., sure, because I turn my ringer off so I can get a couple hours of sleep every night. So.
Okay. So I haven't been to Sunny's in a while, so I need to get over there this week and have to try something.
Right.
If I've never been to Sunny's before, I have many, many, many times, but let's just say we have a listener this morning that has never been. What should they order on that menu? What are some of the things on your menu? Because we can say barbecue, but that means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So what makes Sunny's barbecue special and different from somebody else's barbecue?
Yeah. So, I mean, like we talked about, slow smoke barbecue. All of our meats are smoked fresh every night. The brisket, I'm personally a big fan of the brisket.
I love brisket.
Chopped brisket is my go-to day in and day out. Chopped brisket, pulled pork. We also do a sliced pork. That one's a popular one as well. I'll get it out in just a second. The turkey, the sliced turkey.
Ooh.
Our sliced turkey is so underrated.
I don't think of barbecue as turkey, but you're right. That's probably delicious.
It is very good. So it's a fan favorite. A lot of places people go, oh, I didn't realize this turkey was so good. And so, yeah, it's delicious. We do smoked chicken wings. And if you've not had our smoked chicken wings, those are amazing. We typically smoke them and then hold them and then grill them, you know, to order. I personally like them fried. I just like the crispy, extra crispy skin on the chicken wings with the little blue cheese. So
you have the smoked, and then there are other sauces, though, that you provide. And I understand you can also buy sauces.
We can toss them in sauces, and we sell sauces in store. We have bottles of all of our sauces that you can purchase at any point in time. We do have them in some retail locations, but you can for sure pick them up in our local stores as well anytime you... The sweet sauce is the one that flies off the shelf. That's the one everybody
That's the one I like.
Buy. Yeah.
I confess. I like the sweet one.
One exciting thing we got to come up, and I kind of teased it last week, we're starting a new seasonal menu. This is going to start in December. And so starting December 2nd, we are actually going to have smoked prime rib on our menu on the weekends.
Prime rib is my favorite. That
Thursday through
wonderful.
Sunday night after 4 p.m.
And when is it going to start?
So December 2nd, that's going to start. So right in time for the holiday season, you got some family that you got coming in town, you want to treat them to a nice slow smoked prime rib, you can come do that at Sunny's. Wednesday night, we actually served some of our slow smoked prime rib to the Blue Angels.
Oh, you did?
We did.
How great is that?
It was a good time. They had the homecoming reception at the Naval Aviation Museum.
Yes, of course. I had several people and went to that.
Yep, it was a great event. And it was quite the honor to serve some of our Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds some of our sunny smoked prime rib. That was pretty exciting. We also did some pork tenderloin, which is delicious. Something we don't normally do, but some of those types of taste of events is what we call them. Sometimes we go off script a little bit and have a little fun. They were absolutely delicious. Some of the other restaurants were like, how do you cook these tenderloins? It's the slow smoke.
I bet
nice
they loved it. What a treat for them.
Yeah, it was great.
That's great.
We had a good time at that. And, obviously the air show this weekend is going to be huge. I'm sure.
Today and tomorrow.
Hundreds of thousands of people going to watch the Blues and the Thunderbirds. And
my understanding is the traffic is already backed up at the base this morning, and the shows will be at 12 and 2, I believe. The Thunderbirds at 12 and the Blue Angels at 2 o'clock. So we are getting close to the end of our time, so we need to talk a little bit about your giveaway.
Oh.
Right? We're going to do a little Elden Sky.
I know. The time flies when you're having a good time with Meg. On the radio.
That you clarify.
At News Radio. Yes, clarify. Oh, goodness. Okay. Sometimes you put your foot in your mouth,
that's
right?
That's okay. So, Eldon, tell
Speaking
us what
the giveaway
is. Yes. Touche.
That makes for good radio, right? Isn't that what we say?
Just want to make sure everybody's paying attention this morning.
It's Friday. Wake up. It's Friday.
Friday, November 1st. Come on.
Fringe Friday. What else could you expect?
Oh, Fringe Friday. I like that.
Fringe
right.
Friday. Yeah, because we wear the fringe on Friday. So, so our giveaway.
Back to the giveaway.
Giving away our family feast.
Ooh.
And also an extra gallon of sweet tea. So we're going to feed a whole crew. That's a great way to feed a big, big party. And
what does that include?
So several different meats, it's kind of your choice, and then three different sides and your bread also. So it's basically what you pick of the menu. So if you want some fried okra, some corn nuggets, you know,
yum.
Some of our creamy coleslaw is delicious. Our barbecue beans, which are barbecue beans, I need to clarify, they're not baked.
Okay.
They are barbecue beans because there is authentic Sonny's slow smoke barbecue actually in the beans. So,
that sounds great. Yeah. So. What? How you want to handle this? You want to have them text in?
So they're going to text in a line. Give them the number, Meg.
Okay, 850-437-1620.
All right. So you need to text into that number. We're going to text in. The code word is bonus bucks.
Bonus bucks.
And the reason why it's bonus bucks is because we have the Sonny's bonus bucks gift card program starting on November 7th. So you can get those gift cards, $25 gift certificate, gift card, and you get an extra $5 gift card. Bonus bucks gift card. So text in bonus bucks to the number.
Okay. And so do you want to do the first person that texts in, or how do you want to do it?
This morning?
I know.
The fifth person that texts in.
All right. We are looking
the fifth person that texts in bonus bucks, because it's $5 for the bonus bucks. So we're going to go with the fifth person.
Okay.
Do we have a winner?
Looks like we have a winner. Hang on here.
All right.
Let's double check here.
Crunching away on the numbers. Crunching away on the numbers.
So in the meantime, while we're looking up our winner here, tell us a little bit more about the menu and what you've got going on. For example, somebody wants to come out this weekend.
Yeah.
Want to bring the family out.
Yeah, come out this weekend. We'd love to host you. Like I said, we're open at 11 o'clock. One thing we do need to talk about, every Saturday here in our local stores, kids eat free. And that also includes grandkids. So if you got a grandchild, that includes... That counts for our Kids Eat Free program. So you can come in, the kids get that meal, and so the kids can come in with a parent. So one free kids meal per adult entree, and that's a great way to feed a family on Saturday. And, you know, so you're out and about in the community. You got, I don't know, was it soccer season? Or
there are so many things going on this weekend.
Football season still a little bit. So if you're close to the Sonny's, you got kids, you need to get them fed. Free kids meals at all of our local locations every Saturday.
Well, this is a great weekend for it, too, because you've got the Gulf Coast Arts Festival. Yep. You've got a lot of things. You can make a whole day of it. Go to Sonny's, pick the family, and go out to all the different events. We do have a winner.
All right.
Casey Jones won the family feast.
Casey Jones. Congratulations,
yes.
Casey.
So congratulations, Casey. Thanks to everybody. We've had a bunch of folks texting in that wanted that family feast.
Nice.
So this was great.
Yeah,
so thank you so much for that.
A great way to feed your family, and that's available at the store all the time. You know, you can pick that up. You know, you can feed a whole crowd. So yes, sir. Yep. You pick it up up here at ADX stations with Cat Country and News Radio 1620, or 92.3. A little old school.
I know
you said it too earlier.
I know. It was too funny.
So, hey, how do you know you're a true Pensacolian, right?
That's
You've been around for a little while.
That's right.
So you can pick that up with Front Desk Tina and come see us here at the News Radio Studios and Cat Country Studios. And if you haven't been in here, it's such a cool building.
It is.
You know, it is so cool. It's the old Daryl's location, I believe, is what it is.
So yes.
The old restaurant back behind what used to be University Mall. Telling on myself too there with, you know, what used to be here. And so it's an awesome facility that you all have here. So.
No, it's terrific. And what you all do in the community is just truly amazing, Eldon. I just, hats off to you. The cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat.
That's it. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention today as we head into the weekend?
So one other thing, speaking of like fun things that we do, you know, at our local store. So we do the free kids meals on Saturdays. We also do buy one, get one free beers and wines, buy one, BOGO all day, every day. It's always happy
every
hour.
Day,
so
every buy day, one, get one
every day. And what goes better with barbecue than,
so you can bring the, let me get this straight. You can come in and get feed the kids for free and have an extra beer. I think that might be a winner.
Yep. And then we also do on Mondays for the drive-thru, because everybody's scrambling around on Mondays.
Sure, and at work.
Trying to get here and there and do all the things. We do BOGO pulled pork sandwiches.
Really?
We do.
Every Monday?
Every Monday. BOGO pulled pork sandwiches. And so that's a great opportunity. You know, snag one for lunch, snag one for dinner, and basically pay half price. So
that is great. Yeah. So this coming Monday. Any of your locations.
Swing through
tomorrow. Go through those locations again for us.
So the locations, we have the one in Pace on Highway 90, We have the one on 9th Avenue right there close to the airport, right behind the AutoZone. Our one that is on off of Pine Forest Road on Shelley Road, just south of the interstate. And then also our Navy Boulevard location located just outside the front gate of NAS. Yep.
So we're talking with Eldon Scott this morning on Pep Talk with Sonny's Barbecue. And I have to say, I've learned a lot about Sonny's that I didn't know already.
Yeah. So, crazy fact. Let's see here. Sonny's has been slow smoking meats since 1968. How about that one?
Really?
So
I was not aware it had been around that long.
Started in Gainesville, Florida. It's an original Florida company. And we're still headquarters out of Florida down in Winter Park where our new headquarters is. But we have just under 100 locations all over the Southeast. And so whether you're...
So you're not just based in Florida. You do have other locations.
We do. So we have in South Carolina, North Carolina.
I didn't know that.
Yep. And so they're all the Sonny's are... There's one corporate location, then all the other ones are independent franchises. And
okay.
So locally owned.
Sure.
You know, locally owned business. You know, our boss is right here in Pensacola, him and his twin sister, Miss Amy. We call her the Queen Amy France. They're just amazing. And they know the barbecue game. Like, I don't know of anybody else that to watch them work sometimes is just, they're phenomenal and they're just good people. You know, and they say, hey, let's take care of the Pensacola community and just trying to do everything I can to honor that and, you know, spread the spirit of the barbecue, as we say.
Spirit of barbecue. I like that.
Spreading the spirit of barbecue.
Yeah, just about
it's about family and fun and good food.
We've got just about a minute left. What's the best way for folks to get in touch with you if they want to do a random act of barbecue?
Yeah.
So they
can actually go to our sunnysbbq.com. You got an event going on, somebody that you think needs to be celebrated, you can navigate there. Down on the bottom of the website, probably the easiest. So it has a link there. You can nominate someone for a random act of barbecue. We'd love to come out and celebrate someone who deserves to be celebrated because we need to do more of that.
Thank you so much, Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue and Pep Talk News Radio 92.3. Thanks for being here. Have a great weekend.
See you all next week. Thanks, Meg.